from the top of Morning Thang Mountain. Transmitting across Virginia and around the world. The K92 Morning Thang.
Oh, man. We got to start by saying goodbye to a friend.
How do I
How will we make it without Monica's good friend? You've become attached to this friend of yours. Mm. You've bonded with this individual here in the studio. Every day when you come to work, you see his smiling dead face.
Oh, yeah. It is kind of sad for me.
Now he's gone.
This morning. You don't hear the sadness.
Monica has lost a friend. It was a dead spider carcass that she used to hang out with in the corner over there.
Every day.
Yes.
And he's gone.
He's gone. Someone came in here and cleaned.
How dare they?
What the hell were they thinking?
Wiping
away my friend.
The nerve of these people. So Monica was attached to a dead spider carcass, yes.
I'm just wondering, do you have a sad voice, Monica?
Yeah, what is your sad
voice? Because Zach, you set that up, like, very sad. Like, you played the boys to men, and it's a dear dead friend. And even when Monica was like, I'm so sad, Monica.
I said, you can't hear the sadness.
You were like, oh, I'm so sad.
Wait, let me try it again. Let's see if she's got sad voice.
Okay. Just a tragedy. My friend is gone. No, it's not there.
That's not it either.
It's
like you're reading a script.
Yeah.
like you're reading something for a play.
Yep. I don't have the baby voice. I don't have the goo goo gaga. And I don't have the sad voice, I guess.
Don't really have the sexy voice either.
No. Ooh, baby. No, I don't have that either.
Oh no.
No, that's not it.
Please don't. Zach, let me hear you be sad for this spider.
Okay, sure. We had good times together. We had bad times. But we always had time together.
Wow.
And I'm going to miss you. You were a part of me. And I
feel so sad for that spider now. Huh? Like, oh man, your relationship with that spider. Uh-huh. You came in with the exhale.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Monica goes, you're dead. Something miss
man, Monica.
It's there. I guess there. I'm trying to think about sad moments in my sad voice. Did I hear it? Did I feel it?
Mm-mm. Try to remember. Here's Antoine. Mm. Would you like some Monica sexy voice?
Yes.
Okay, sure.
You know you want this.
Oh, yeah. Take it back. Just a hint of Jamaican in there.
You know you want this.
Yeah, my clothes are coming right off. There you go. Talk them right off.
Miss Cleo, is that you? What's going on? She has her voice, and
yeah,
that's it. No other voice whatsoever.
No wonder my acting career never took off.
No baby talking voice. You know, your acting career, see, I guess you just...
Marshall, come here!
You missed your calling is to not be an actor or actress within the film itself, but to be the narrator who just reads over the top.
That's it.
Boy enters the room. Hello, boy.
And Zach, can you play that Marshall, come here clip?
Yes,
can you
can
play
that?
Because if I'm not mistaken, I'm not going to say it, but I don't think your tone goes with what's happening. And no, don't say it.
Okay.
Don't explain what's happening. I want to see if I'm right. So I want to hear the clip.
Okay.
Yes.
Monica was in a movie called Hashtag Follow Friday.
You can watch that. It's a good Halloween flick.
It was
sci-fi.
Sci-fi at least once, as best we can tell. But not much after that. Okay. So this was Monica's big speaking role in that movie. She was hiking with a friend named Marshall.
That's right.
And she was calling Marshall's attention to something. So,
Marshall, come here.
All right.
Antoine?
That sounds like you saw like $20 on the ground.
Oh.
Or like a piece of paper with somebody's name on it. What were you pointing to?
Or if you saw like an odd-shaped stick. And
yeah,
like
look
hey,
at this rock. It looks like Abraham Lincoln.
You say rock. I will tell you, they did not tell me what I was looking at. They told me, look at this rock.
Okay.
And they didn't tell me that it was a body and a woman with a whole dang tree coming out of her.
Stuck through her stomach. So it was an entire dead carcass with a giant tree sticking out of it.
Marshall, come here. Did not match at all. Did not. If you watch it, you'd be like, that's your...
A dead body impaled by a tree, and that's your Marshall come here.
Marshall.
And I believe at the time you said, Marshall, come here. And then you took a bite of a sandwich.
And continued our hike. Come here.
Come here. Try this power bar.
It's
really interesting. Yep, she's got, that's your voice.
That's my voice right there. Yep.
There it is. Yep. So her sad voice.
Came out the womb like that. Hello, mama.
Yep. Yeah, Monica came out, you know, every baby comes out crying. Monica comes out going, I'm crying.
Well, hello.
I am sad.
I'm very, very sad and emotional right now. Hello, everyone. Hello and welcome to the world. Well, hello and welcome to today's show. What's going on with you? Who knows?
Maybe you dry eyes.
This is very exciting that we may have a winner in the Secret Sound at 7 o'clock.
I know.
Wow, just really, really exciting.
So excited.
Yep, and then we have the ability to give somebody a Chromebook laptop. I mean, if you can hear the excitement in my voice.
It's right there.
Just, oh, yeah. It's it's here. I actually think I'm putting too much emotion behind me. Even still, said you are not allowed to parent this child.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
And folks are telling him to leave. Because he's been with this woman for 10 years, never married because of her commitment issues, and she decided to have a baby. She went to a sperm donor. Yeah. So, okay. I mean, this whole story. Yeah. So he says, I've been with this chick for 10 years, and she decides, I want to have a baby.
Okay. Yeah,
but I want to have a baby, and I'm going to go to a sperm donor. And they have the baby, and you're not allowed to parent because... it's technically not your child.
Because you didn't put any work in.
Yeah.
Then you leave.
And that's what people are saying. You need to leave.
Well, yeah, because clearly she don't like him, okay? This is all, oh, yeah, I have commitment issues and blah, blah, blah. All of that rubbish is always just an excuse as to why you don't like something. And you just, so she likes having him around because he probably, you know, pays some of the bills or it's a safe little safety net to have. But doesn't ultimately like him.
And
like
that's,
him.
That's what his friends and family, that's what they're saying to him.
Yeah.
You need to leave.
So,
and she says that the baby is biologically mine. And so...
well, then everything can be biologically yours. And you know what? This is how ridiculous this story is. I guarantee you that if he finally said, you know what? Fine, I'm leaving. She said, well, you owe me child support. Like that.
That would be something else.
Yep.
And she probably would. I could see. I could hear that
right.
story.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Because he has nothing. You have nothing to do with the child. I'm leaving. I need money. I need money right now.
Yes, I need you to help me with this baby that you can't discipline.
Yeah.
And it seems like he does help because the child's now six. So
six.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's still there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that idiot's a lost cause.
Yeah.
There's no helping him. Some people don't want to be helped, Antoine.
Don't let him ruin somebody else. Let him stay over here and ruin this situation. And then just let them stay together.
Yeah. Shout out to you, Doormat Jones, as you're hanging out this morning. That's just wild.
Yeah, it is.
I would sit there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't parent.
They both work full time. They split the expenses. And I mean, I guarantee he does it. Clearly, he helps with the child.
Of course he does.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't parent the child.
Right.
No.
So what does he help with, you think?
See, that's another
one.
He helps
with diapers and everything else.
Right. She's basically saying, you don't tell him what to do. I'm the mother. I'm in charge. Can you pick him up after school because I'm busy? Like that's,
Yeah.
He is the biggest doormat I think I've ever met in my life.
So he's the chauffeur. Mm-hmm. He's the butler.
Yeah.
He's the nanny. But he's not the dad.
Right.
Right.
He's a fool. He's a fool. He has allowed this to happen. This is his own fault. I don't feel bad for him at all. Yes, she's weird. But you know what? Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? She'd put that out there, and he said, okay.
He really,
so
you
really can't.
Okay, whatever. That'll be fine.
Listen to the excitement and anticipation in her voice.
Yes.
You're going to hear it.
Yes.
It's right there.
It's palpable. Something.
Calm down, Monica.
All right.
Would you relax?
Let me try.
God. Too pepped up. You know, it's too much for me and Antoine to take on a Monday.
I know. Can't handle that.
Man, it's just so you come bouncing in here like Tigger. On melatonin. Tigger
so
came in
sleepy.
Hi, guys. I'm kind of groggy. I don't really know what's going on. So Monica is given a handful of football games, high school football games, and really just based on the mascot, she tries to pick a winner, pick a score, and then she takes on a nickel. So we flip a coin, and we see what happens. What happened, Antoine?
All right. So in Monica's first game, she had the Lord Bonnetide Cavaliers hosting the Northside Vikings.
Yep.
All right, so no, he had the Viking horn coming.
All right, I had to replace it with Marshall Kamir.
Oh.
I had it ready, and then I forgot about it. There you go.
All right, well, Monica predicted that Lord Bonnetot would win 34-27. The final score was 36-15.
All right.
Lord Bonnetot. So that's one victory for Monica.
There you go. Lord Bonnetot.
Bonnetot.
Yes. And the score, pretty close.
Yes. And the nickel also had Lord Bonnetot.
Of course.
All right, so the next game, we had the William Fleming Colonels hosting the Franklin County Eagles.
You know, it's worth pointing out, the most emotion I've heard out of Monica's voice today was rage toward a nickel.
I got rage down.
Of course that nickel would copy me.
All right, Monica predicted that Franklin County would win 41-32. The final score, 42-35.
What?
Franklin County High School.
Wow.
Look at that.
You're
4 points off total.
Wow.
And the nickel also picked Franklin County.
I know, it does.
The nickel agreed with you on this one as well.
Well, the nickel knew. I mean, look at this. The nickel knows she's getting dialed in.
So 2-0 right now.
Man, two close score picks, too.
The next game was the Cave Spring Knights hosting the Salem Spartans. Monica predicted, Monica predicted Salem would win 27-11.
Okay.
The final score, 35-0, Salem Spartans.
Still victory.
Okay.
Correct.
Look at you, 3 in a row.
All right, and the nickel agree with you again, so that's 3 in a row for the nickel as well.
Okay.
See, you shouldn't be mad at the nickel. The nickel knows you're smart. That's what the nickel's saying. It's like, I gotta agree with that lady.
All right, in the last game of the week, we had the Heritage Pioneers hosting the Jefferson Forest Cavaliers. Monica predicted the very often football score of 17-5 with Heritage winning. The nickel went Jefferson Forest.
Okay, so this is where either somebody's going to have a perfect week here.
Yes.
It's either going to be the nickel, it's going to be Monica. What happened?
The final score was 61-8.
Wow.
Well,
it was a big score. And the winner, Heritage. Monica went 4-0.
Look at that. I had to wait for a second because I forgot which one she passed.
I
was like, Heritage. Is that good? Is that good?
Yes.
I don't know what happened.
Okay.
Yep. Monica, you went 4-0. The nickel went 3-1.
Wow.
So that puts your standings for the regular season. Right now, you are at 13-7.
Okay.
The nickel is at 11-9.
How about that?
That's pretty good.
No scores. That's kind of
good job, Monica.
You know, and Monica, too, picking that odd score of 5, it is worth noting if you watch NFL football, there were two teams that had a score of 5 for a while yesterday, which is a very unusual score to have in football.
Y'all said that.
They had 5
yeah.
at halftime. I was like, what is happening?
Monica's happening. The happening is happening.
I jumped into the NFL. Did I do that?
Yeah. Are you the happening? What's happening?
The mist.
She's happening.
The K92 Morning Thing has the Dupla.
Dipping into that science on your Monday. Science. Learn about stuff. Try to be all smart.
Mm-hmm.
I used to say at the water cooler.
Oh, at the water cooler.
Yes, while you're talking at the water cooler.
Your least favorite place in all buildings, I think.
This whole building is shaped like a water cooler. Clearly, because that's what everybody does. Yeah, so, you know, we have smart devices.
Yes, we do.
We have too many. Too many smart devices. It's fine to have a speaker, phone I'm okay with, you know, whatever. But then we start going over the top, like this smart refrigerator.
Okay.
This dude's gone viral because he posted the angry email he got from his refrigerator telling him that the refrigerator had been opened too many times that day.
Ooh, an email.
Yeah, like the refrigerator is yelling at you now.
It's letting him know.
How dare you open me? I own you.
Yeah.
This is letting you know, though.
Well, it's letting you know, and then I feel like it is setting you up. Like, this is going to be when the robot takeover happens. Like, this guy is going to be killed by his refrigerator. He's going to open the door. It's going to cut his head off.
Okay, yes,
it's
going to
slam shut and say, no more open. Gonk.
Now, let me ask you guys this. As parents, do you feel sometime that your kids go into the refrigerator, open it, close it, open it, close it, like too often?
Yes,
do you feel like that happens? All right, so it's just you got a third parent in the house now. The refrigerator is letting you know, hey, you open too much electricity. You ain't getting nothing in this house to eat.
Okay, but why is the refrigerator yelling at me? Have it yell at the children. It needs a way. Maybe if you could, if this smart refrigerator, for example, would be able to recognize different people in the house and it would say, no, Lennon, no more refrigerator, and maybe shock him a little bit.
Then it's okay?
Yes.
So there should be a sensor on the door handle to where if the door handle, if it's somewhere low, then chances are it's a child.
Right. It recognizes child hands and burns them.
Yes.
Just a light burn. Just a little bit of heat to get their hand off of the thing.
And that fridge is kind of shaming, too.
It is.
Yeah.
I know. I'm waiting for these smart fridges, what they're going to be able to do. You know this is going to happen. Is they're going to be able to scan the items in your refrigerator, and then it's going to scold you for not having enough healthy options.
Yep.
You have too much fudge.
Oh, another bite of leftovers? Go ahead.
Right. Who needs to be judged by the refrigerator? And why don't, like, shame. Now I'm actually going to be yelling at my own refrigerator. I don't need this kind of stress in
back
my
at
life.
It.
Good grief. Here's the good news, bad news situation on this one. There was a giant fireball in the sky the other day. I guess a lot of people in the Midwest saw this thing.
Okay.
Massive. This massive fireball. I mean, this thing looked like a comet was about to crash into Earth. So I have good news.
Okay.
It wasn't a comet.
That's good news.
It was a crashed Russian spy satellite.
Oh.
Yay.
Now, that's not good.
Yay.
Are you sure we got good news from that story?
Well, it crashed. It
crashed.
I don't get to see anything anymore. But then you think about, okay, well, there's a spy satellite crash in my backyard, so what did it see before it?
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Fair enough. Yep, so there's your good news story of the day.
Okay.
Wait, of the day?
Of the day?
Yeah, I'm supposed to do the question mark part.
Of the day.
There's your good news story
Maybe
of the
day? Yeah, think so.
Okay, now I can answer the age-old mystery. I suppose I could use the mystery. Why are my baby carrots always so wet?
Yeah.
Because they are.
Mm-hmm, kind of slimy a little
bit. They're wet and weird. Do you know that baby carrots are, they're not baby carrots. They're adult carrots that have been shaved down to baby carrots. So they take
kind of brutal.
It is kind of brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they take a regular carrot and they use
turn it into a baby.
They put it into a polishing drum and they use water that whittles it down to Benjamin Button these carrots. That really is what it is. It takes a old carrot, old man.
Makes it useful.
Pushed it
it's
in
slippery.
There.
Just wasting carrot.
I wonder if I could go in this polishing drum, come out looking all nice and smooth. But they add water to the bag before it's sealed because these the baby carrots will dry out.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you see them and they get all white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's why your baby carrots are always wet.
Okay.
Because they're
supposed to be like that.
Right. They're really elderly carrots.
Uh-huh.
So they're just putting a foundation on. It's makeup. It's lube.
All the lies. All the lies.
Right. Look at that. These carrots are lying to you. I'm a baby. You're 100.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're an old man posing as
a
baby.
But you look good.
And they do taste better, too. There is that. Oh, and you can eat them when they're white like that, in case you're wondering. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that, other than the fact that they just taste dry and old.
Yeah,
but
ash.
I suppose you could just run some water over them and freshen them back up to baby status.
Gotta be quick. Don't get struck by the lightning bolt.
The lightning bolt will burn you.
What do you figure it feels like to get struck by lightning?
I mean, it hurts.
Hot?
Yeah.
Do you think it
tingly?
Feels hot?
Yeah, I think it feels hot.
I wonder if it feels like a shock. I bet it doesn't. I bet it doesn't feel like a shock at all. It's probably some sort of...
maybe like a tattoo needle. If you get a tattoo, but just in the same spot over and over again.
Okay, like getting your COVID shot, but through your entire body.
See, I think it would go through your entire body. Not just like
I think
that
arm. The pain would just be like that, though. You know,
like
that
it feels
needle.
Like warm soup flowing through your body.
Warm soup.
If you've ever been struck by lightning, feel free to text into 52353 to let us know what it feels like. I mean, there's probably somebody listening.
I think so.
You think there's someone listening who's been struck by lightning?
Yeah,
maybe not directly struck, but like maybe they were like holding a phone when it came through the phone line or something my grandmother would say would happen.
No, I've heard those. I had a phone that got struck by lightning when I was a kid. It was a landline, so we had a phone on the wall, and it did knock the receiver off and break the phone. But the phone did not tell me how it felt, so I'm not
sure. Clue.
Yeah, obviously not great because it didn't work anymore. But if you've been struck by lightning, text in to 52353 and let us know and who you think will win this game in the lightning bolt. It's Antoine. It's Monica in the game. Monica, go ahead and head on into the soundproof chamber. Yeah, I'm not even asking.
just save us some time.
Yeah, you go there. We are often yelled at by our superiors for word economy, so that just seems like the economic word way to do things.
Use less words.
Right, which is also inefficient for me to explain the level of word economy that we did, so now I've ruined everything. Okay, round one of the lightning bolt. Antoine, you all have 15 seconds in this category, and the way it works is just rattle off as many things as you can in the category, and there's two different ones. It's 15 seconds, and we do this. So it's, Halloween and stuff coming up on Sunday. So we'll do Halloween-themed all sorts of stuff. And in round one, Antoine, go ahead and give me things you do not want in your trick-or-treat bag, and go.
Candy corn, pencils, apples, erasers. I don't want Take Five bars. I don't want COVID. I don't want chicken pox in there. I don't want razor blades. I don't need machetes. I don't want a gun. I don't want a child. I don't want
All right.
What are you taking away?
Every answer except for the Take Five bar. How dare you? All right. That is my favorite candy bar. I do not accept that answer.
But that's why I don't want it, because I'm not going to eat it. So I don't want to take it from your opportunity if you go trick or treat.
No point. 10.
I'm thinking of you.
You got 10.
Thanks.
But, COVID and chicken pox and stuff. I gave you all the other ones. So that is perfectly fine. But no.
on the take five. And to be fair, because it is about to happen right now, so start your argument and get ready. When Monica says Three Musketeers, I will give her the point, and then that's, you start fighting about it. So, yeah, see, I'm preparing you, because you know she's going to.
She's going to say it. She's going to look at me.
It might actually be the first thing she says. If I'm doing my prediction of the first thing Monica says for this category, it's going to be Three Musketeers bar. Let me go get her, and let's find out. All right, here's a little traveling music for you. Stand by. Okay. Da-da. I've made my prediction of what your first answer will be.
Kids. Yeah.
Huh? I said kids.
Possible. Oh, I don't know. Okay. You don't even know what the
question. I don't know. I just want
to. Because shit, kids.
Yeah. It applies to every question.
Everything.
Okay. So Antron got 10 in the first round. So what will you be able to do? Halloween themed on this one, of course. So things you do not want in your trick or treat bag, and go.
Musketeers. Blood. Razor blades. Teeth. Angry little things, little ants, bugs, worms. You don't want dried apples. You don't want pennies, coins. You don't.
I mean, I'd take money.
Okay. I mean, I didn't give you coins because you had said, pennies, said pennies, and I didn't give you bugs because you gave some more specific bugs. So I went ahead and went with that. I also, my prediction was correct that you would say Three Musketeers.
No one wants that.
That's false.
I haven't really seen them this year. That's
false.
Good.
They are top five candy sold.
That's a
they
positive.
They are top five candy sold.
Right, but that's the ones you donate to the food bank because you don't
they're
want
sold.
Them.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
They're still sold.
All that fluff, all that nougat.
All that so much. Yeah. Yep. And by the way, I'd already told Antoine ahead of time that I knew you were going to say Three Musketeers. I was totally going to give you a point on it, and he was going to get mad about it.
Yes, because
I haven't seen them. That's one thing that's a positive of COVID.
I said, take five. That's a lie. I said, take five bars, and he wouldn't give me a point because he likes them.
Right. They're good.
Okay, good. See?
Yeah. Oh, good gracious. Uh-huh. When's the last time you had one? Get out of here. Next round.
Majority rules.
Next round.
Get her out of here. Okay. She only got eight. Eight, by the way. Eight.
You only got eight.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? You're losing. Why don't you leave?
Oh, man. Okay, and I have someone who kind of got struck by lightning, but we'll wait till Monica comes back in so she can hear what's going on. If you've been struck by lightning, text in to 52353 and let us know. Antoine, you're in the lead, 10-8, so just keep rattling through again. Round two, I mean, obviously, this room for interpretation on this one.
Oh, no.
So just go ahead and give me ways to scare people and go.
Tell them you're pregnant. Tell them you don't want to marry them. Jump out and scare them. Threaten to kill them. Hit your brakes. Ride in the car of Monica. Have Monica pick your food. Have Monica be your reference for a job. Have Monica be your reference to get into heaven. Have Monica be in your life at all. Have Monica.
Oh, man. That's a cold burn right there. Good grief. I'm going to have to grab that clip afterward and replay all of those so she can hear all of that. Wow. You did hit your lane, though. You got 10.
I had 30 seconds. I wish I had a minute. I would have went. I'd have went for the rest of the show.
Ooh, he went hard on you in this category. Yeah. I'm going to have to play it back for you here when I can go retrieve it off the thing. It was,
Hey, Musketeer.
I know. This little Musketeer over here channeled his rage in this category.
All right, Chattel Musketeer.
We were the Cavaliers. You stop it.
The Chattel Musketeers.
I would have been a mascot.
Oh, and somebody texted into 52353. Their boyfriend was struck by lightning as he opened the gate to our chain link fence, and lightning hit the ground about 20 yards away. Oh. Well, it doesn't say how he felt, though. All right,
No.
All right, doesn't count. That's as close as we have so far.
Yeah.
Okay, so he got 10, so that's 20.
Okay.
You have to get 12. You can do this if you focus.
Focus.
Will you be able to?
Don't stare at me.
15 seconds. The category is ways to scare people. Mm-hmm. And go.
Jump out. You stab them. You be behind their car, in the shower, in a dresser drawer, if you can fit that, under the sink. Ways to scare them. You throw up. You cough. You sneeze. You don't wear a mask.
I would like just to point out that she just named locations.
I did.
She didn't
Jumping out from the cabinet.
Oh, you can't add it now.
But that's what it means.
I find drawers to be terrifying.
Yes.
Okay. Just to be
jumping
clear.
Out from the drawer.
And I did give you cough and sneeze because now in this COVID world,
it's
those
scary,
are terrifying.
Right?
That
absolutely.
Does count.
So I gave her all the ones she needed because it didn't matter. She needed.
No,
I got 10,
okay.
So.
What did you say? What did you do?
Oh, she doesn't even care about the game anymore.
Girl,
what did you do? What
first,
did you do?
First, before
I'll
we get into
it.
That,
yeah.
Before we get into that, we will pick somebody from the Antoine pile because I am the winner. Me and Three Musketeers, and you will win free food from Hardee's. and a pair of pads.
Shadow must continue. You gotta walk in, yeah, walk in candy bar. When they lose, you just squeeze out that nougat.
So what we'll do,
Wow.
It's ready. Do you want to hear what he said about you?
I'm ready.
Okay. So it was the lightning bolt, 15 seconds, and the category was ways to scare people. And Antoine, about midway through, he hit his stride. And his stride's name was Monica.
I would like to put some context in case you're just now tuning in. Monica attacked me and my favorite candy bar, Three Musketeers, prior to this round.
Well, in her defense, Three Musketeers is gross.
Yes.
You stop
so
it.
So there's that whole thing that she was correct on that one with your nougaty, pillowy.
It's so delicious.
Shadow Musketeers. Yep.
I want one right now.
Splugin.
There's plenty.
So good. Somebody bring one by the station.
There's plenty of them. They're hanging out beside their cousin, the Milky Way. Mm-hmm. Just sitting there. He's getting
also delicious.
Ooh.
At least the Milky Way got some caramel.
Yeah.
At least it's trying to sex itself up
a little bit.
All right, play the clip.
Okay, here's what Antoine said. It's about halfway through. It was ways to scare people. Here we go, Monica. You get about 11 and a half seconds of shade. All right, and play.
Ride in the car of Monica. Have Monica pick your food. Have Monica be your reference for a job. Have Monica be your reference to get into heaven. Have Monica be in your life at all. Have Monica. It's terrifying.
Okay.
It's absolutely terrifying,
well,
guys.
Y'all.
It's so scary.
And upon reflection, it was even harsher than I remembered.
It was very harsh. I mean, my gosh, I just, you know, went in on your musketeer.
So when people when people ask me, Antoine, how come you're not scared? I'm like, I have a Monica. That's why. Not a harmonica. I have a Monica.
Yo,
a Monica.
Yeah.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Man, y'all in the 276 are so lucky today. Because they were part of a ton of different area codes yesterday, had to start using the full phone number to call people. Like, so if you live in the 276, now if it's a local call, you have to dial 276, blah, 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 blah. Because the 540 is still living in the caveman times, and it's driving me crazy. So y'all are lucky. Because they made that 35 different states had some stuff, the different exchanges that had to do it. But I guess the 540 is still, which drives me, because we have to try to call people, and sometimes you have to, and if you dial it and you're not supposed to, it won't go through, and if you're supposed to and you don't, and it won't go through.
You have to play around with
the number. I remember when long distance was a thing.
I know.
That was stressful because my mother could see it on her. I wouldn't think about it in a moment, and then my mother's phone bill would show up at the end of the month.
By the minute.
And she's like, who are you calling in Gretna, Virginia? And Gretna, 7 minutes down the road.
Long distance.
Yes, but now it's long distance.
Oh, my God. I remember it was 10 cents a minute, and then you had to think about how long you were going to talk to your long-distance girlfriend or whatever, and then they had these calling cards.
Had to get a calling card.
Calling card.
Oh, God, it was so pathetic.
Yeah.
Y'all have it so easy now. You sit there, blah, 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 sucking up all the data and every other thing. It was a problem, man. Anyway.
Always.
Congrats to you, 276. You get to join the 21st century. The rest of us are waiting.
Number two
trending. It is the Halloween and everything, you know, the trick-or-treating on Sunday. I don't want to give any sort of like weather forecast because who the heck knows?
Yeah, let's not do it.
Yeah, it will change.
Yes. Fingers crossed.
As of now, I've looked at it and I've looked at it. That's all I'm going to say. So we'll go from there and we'll see what it is. But hopefully it's all right. They said the average parent will let their kid hit 25 houses on Halloween.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Five. Let me see.
Kind of go up and down. It's about two blocks. Yeah. Go up and down two blocks.
18 seconds at that house. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing.
Yeah, we
I don't like
around.
That. I don't like kids being driven around for trick-or-treating.
But we live too far. Like, our neighbors were way
then
out there.
Well, you need to move or your kids get three houses.
If you're in the country, you got to drive.
Get a tractor.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Antoine, how do you feel about kids being driven to, quote-unquote, better neighborhoods, like ones that have more candy and more stuff?
Now, I will say I'm not the biggest fan of it, but I understand. I'm okay with them being driven to a neighborhood as long as they get out the car and they walk from house to house to house.
Yeah.
Don't like them being driven from house to house, even in a neighborhood. Like, the kids need to walk. They need to say trick or treat.
Yeah.
They need to play in their little candy. They need the whole experience.
Well, we had to drive. We had to drive house to house because the distance, you know.
Well, then you get two houses. And you get three candy bars and a pencil.
We would drive into the city, and then we would go to a neighborhood and actually walk around a little bit.
And it was different for them, Antoine, because when you hop out of the wagon,
stop.
So much of a
big deal. Turn it off.
Yeah, it's kind of open. The horse just needs a break anyway. It's all good. Yeah, my neighborhood gets crush.
Oh, I know.
On Halloween, and I'm expecting a big year. If the weather holds, the fact that a lot of kids don't have school on Monday this year in the city, and they haven't really had a Halloween for a couple years now. Because not only was a COVID year last year, the year before we had a ridiculous thunderstorm. I don't know if any of y'all remember that, too. So that kind of wiped out Halloween as well. So I believe every goblin is coming to my neighborhood. I need more candy.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you prepared? Better?
No. Every time I buy candy's like ice at a party. You buy a ton and you think, all right, this will be plenty. And then you look at it when you get home and you go, I should have bought more.
Mm-hmm. You better be ready.
Yes, I got to go buy more. Gotta get ready.
For the Monicas.
Yep, for the Monicas coming. I have to. For the horses. The horses.
Oh, no.
Number one.
Number one trending. This has been viral all over the place. I guess what would you do in this situation is what we ask is, you see the dude on Twitter that posted the picture of the person sitting in front of him on the plane with long hair?
I did see the picture.
I haven't seen that
one. That's ridiculous. So this woman in front of him who has really long hair decides it'll be a good idea, I guess, for her own comfort because she doesn't want to sit on her own hair or have it up against her back and her neck. She has draped it over the back of her seat, her airline seat.
Yeah.
So it's just dangling in front of him, and it's all up in his tray table and everything, and he posted it saying, would you be upset about this? Yeah.
Put it in a bun. Do something with
it. It looks
hair.
Like a wig. Like, it doesn't even look real.
I thought it was a wig at first, but...
She washed us. It doesn't look clean.
There's a lot of split ends
it
going
on.
Well,
look
if she keeps hanging
hair.
It over her seat like that, I imagine it is dirty. Right. People just splash and drink.
Maybe she was hoping there was a hairstylist they dried her behind hands. Her.
So what would you do in that situation?
Move your hair.
You would tell the person to move your hair?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did. I yelled at a guy. I went to a concert on Friday night. I took my daughter. She's 12. And I mean, this is her first real... club concert experience. This is not Taylor Swift in a stadium when you're sitting in your own designated chair. This is not Flo Rida at Elmwood Park where, again, you can kind of move freely. This is the Front Bottoms. This is Fillmore, Philadelphia, and their fans are insane. So they just are bouncing around crazy.
Uh-huh.
And this dude standing right next to us, he kind of just moved in a way where his elbow, he just got really close to her personal space. And I was doing that whole, you know, dad protective cloud zone type thing.
I get that. Yeah.
And I leaned into his ear and I was like, bro, you're going to have to do me one favor. I said, I need you to be aware of the person there over your shoulder.
The little girl beside you.
Said, please do not elbow her in the face. She's 12. Yeah. And he looked at me. Oh, he was, you know, whoo.
But he got it.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. But sometimes you have to tell people. And that right there and with the hair. You got to shut it down. I had someone kick my seat at the movie theater. They just kept kicking the seat. And I did turn around. I said, you got one more time to kick my seat. And that was it.
That's why you have that foot on your keychain now.
Yes.
I mean, it's for good luck. Who needs a rabbit's foot when you can have actual foot?
You have that child's foot.
Who needs a rabbit's foot when you have James's?
Yeah, poor James hopping around with his peg
leg. He'll be all right.
He can be a pirate for Halloween.
Yeah.
Gets himself a peg leg. Mm-hmm. You'll be good. Yeah. I think I would close it in the tray table. Gently shut it in there.
When she gets up, when they land.
Yeah, or maybe kind of wrap it around my tray table, that little knob on the top. Just have a few hairs get stuck in there.
I'm looking at a list right now. So quickly, the top 10 things that make people upset on an airplane.
Oh, okay.
Number one, being rude to the flight attendant. Number two, kicking the seat in front of you. Number three, getting on the plane while sick. Then we have getting drunk. Then we have listening to music or movies without headphones.
Jeez.
Bringing smelly food on the plane. Bringing too large of a carry-on. Refusing to wear a mask, not being prepared to go through security, and last but not least, passing gas.
Okay.
All Antoine. You're ashamed of yourself. Flying with you is so difficult.
My food smells so delicious.
It's the worst over there.
Oh, my God.
Listening to Kanye eating shrimp and farting the whole time.
Carline shout outs. Carline shout outs.
Was that too difficult for you?
No. I was like, let me focus.
Texting in to 52353, you little boogers, as you get ready for the car line. They like hearing their names on the radio. Mm-hmm. We also like fun factoids about the people. Or embarrassing factoids about the people. Also, need to announce that Elmwood Ice will officially be back this year, which is very exciting. And that'll start on November 24th. And they're doing putt-putt this year also.
I like that.
On ice? Yeah.
Maybe.
That would be fun.
What I was thinking that too.
Maybe
because it does say they're going to have putt-putt because they've been doing the downtown putt around and all that stuff. So maybe that would be cool to skate around. And
yeah.
It's like curling almost. Ice golf.
Monica?
Yeah.
all of Monica's favorite things.
Yes, curling.
So, November 24th, it'll be Elmwood Park, and you do like 100 skaters, and the admission's going to stay the same as last year, so that's nice, and they'll have the putt-putt in there as well, and you can buy a season pass if you want, elmwoodonice.com. All right, here we go. Let's shout them out on the car line shout-out, 52353. We got Silas, second grade, Thomas Jefferson Elementary School. Okay. He thinks hearing his name on the radio is cool.
It's pretty cool.
Well, Silas.
Yep. Uh-huh. Silas.
I like Silas.
That's a good name.
Yeah, that's Justin Timberlake's son's name.
Silas. Yep. He works hard.
You think so?
I don't think a Silas can be a slacker. Like, he's in class. He's getting his assignments.
He's on the
done.
Playground. He plays.
Yeah,
he plays hard.
He ain't just sitting on top of the monkey bars.
He's kind
of.
I feel like all Silas's are sort of built like a tree. Also.
Yes, uh-huh. He's a big boy.
Yeah, exactly. 52353. Shout out to my 8-year-old niece, Mia. We have shout out to the boy that tells me with a banana and juice in his hand that basically he can't do anything else. Love you, son.
Okay.
With the banana and juice in his hand.
Kids do that all the time. They have one tiny thing in each hand. I can't open my door. My hands
are
full.
Anything.
Like, I'm holding 18 suitcases right now. My hands are full. Carline shout out. Here we go. As a teacher helping out in the car rider line, shout out to the parent who knows how the car rider line works. Your kid's seatbelt is unbuckled, their book bag is on, and they're ready to hop out the door in the 1 second.
Yeah, get them moving.
And then it says, no shout out to the parents that only let their kids take off their seatbelt when I open the door, and then they get their book back on, and sometimes their shoes, and then they head out.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
And she ends with, ain't nobody got time for that.
No. Keep the line going.
I don't have any kids, so I feel like I will refrain from my comments.
Go ahead.
Because you
go ahead and
attack.
Say what you got to say, Musketeer.
It's confusing for the children, because when they get in the car, the first thing they need to do is keep the seatbelt on until they're getting out the car.
Right.
So you can't tell them to take the seatbelt off before they're able to get out the car.
You can't in the car line. Hendrick knows.
They're confused.
No, they
doesn't make sense to them.
You pull into that circle.
They need to learn.
Hey, I tell you what, they need to learn a way to open their door and roll without me actually slowing down. That's how efficient we try to get.
You're four cards away. All right, uh-huh. Get ready. Tuck and roll.
Yep. Remember, get ready for it. Let's do it. You go roll on into school. Carline, shout out to my second grader, Charlie Smith at Monterey Elementary, and ninth grader, Madison Smith at Northside High School. We got Liliana Gray, fourth grade, Cave Spring Elementary. Yeah, that's a four-day week. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like this random, it's like a Christmas break practically.
Yeah.
Because they're off Friday, and I think they're off Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We don't even know anymore.
I have no idea. Skylin Storm, Kreitzer Elementary School, first grade. She recently got a bearded dragon brother.
Okay.
Which could be the pet, or her brother fell asleep and she drew green beard all over his face, which could certainly happen. We have, hope you have a great day, kiddo. I love you, Makara Sullivan, second grade, Fairview Elementary in Mrs. Rake's class. Shout out to Wade from Glenver. Hope you have a wonderful day. And that's from Chastity in Salem. Carline, shout out to my dad, Mark, who drives us 25 minutes to school and then back to work daily. Yeah.
Oof.
Need a bus to come show up at some point.
Uh-huh. This one I'm going to assume is Hunter, Lucas, and Logan, Garden City Elementary, because it's pajama day.
I think it's all one
there.
Name.
Well, but actually, I thought it was two people, because you could say it's Hunter, Lucas, and Logan Pajama Day at Garden City Elementary. I love that kid, Logan Pajama Day. Now,
he's
Logan
so sweet.
Pajama Day, he never takes anything seriously.
No,
he is
never.
In his pajamas.
Slacker.
Hey, I'm Logan Pajama Day. How you doing? Shout out to Lily in kindergarten, Huddleston Elementary. Also, shout out to her sister, Stella. Not yet in school, but she just doesn't like to be left out.
That's fair.
Fair enough.
Take care of the baby.
Yes, exactly. Get yours in to 52353. We'll do more. We're going to randomly draw somebody for a Chromebook laptop from Vinton and Brambleton Computers. That's coming next. Call on shout out.
Call on shout out.
See, shout out to, these are texting in to 52353. We got Bentley Meeks, Stone Forest car line. Shout out to my daughter Jenny at Maury River Middle School. No attitude on this Monday morning. Now, I don't know if she's declaring that, like, to her face, or she's happy that there was no attitude.
Probably happy.
Yeah, or telling her, stop with the attitude.
Yeah, there will be no attitude. Either way, hopefully there's no attitude. Text 52353. Tell Jace to quit peeing the bed. Jace, stop it.
Yes.
That's all he needs?
Uh-huh. He goes in the potty.
Mm-hmm.
Carline, shout out to Aiden Young, fourth grade at Lee Wade Elementary from your big sister, Michelle. Have a great day, bud. That's nice. Shout out to Wesley, fifth grade. Kyle, first grade at Ferrum Elementary. Have a great day, guys. They've missed the last couple and love hearing their names on the radio. Wesley and Kyle sounds like a podcast where they talk about movies.
Yes.
Doesn't it?
It does.
Yep. I'm Wesley, and I'm Kyle, and
Ian
we
and Clark.
Love movies.
Today we're talking about Toy Story.
Yeah, Ian and Clark. Yeah, today we're going to talk about Toy Story 2.
Yes.
Hey to my sweet Madeline Horton. She goes to Troutville Elementary. We have Addison Johnson, third grade, and Good, and she just got an all-A honor roll for the first quarter.
Congratulations. Yeah,
very nice. Liam, fifth grader, Fallon Park. Shout out to Cohen, Forest Middle School, and shout out to Carver, Aubrey, Sam, and Finn at Forest Elementary.
Goodness.
Whew.
I tell you what, I bet you Finn's a handful.
Yeah. You think so, Finn?
I bet you Finn just runs around knocking stuff over.
Yeah, you're probably right. But you don't even notice by the time you get down to child 13 in that list. See, we may not be a car line. We're bus riders, but Howie and Harley Kipp, a Hot Springs VA Valley All Elementary. Right. So shout out to y'all. Car line shout out to Dakota at Tomahawk. His sister Kenda got her fame, so now he needs his. So. Hi, Dakota.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
What's up, Dakota?
No shout out to your sister this week. Just you. Grace in Salem. Shout out to Naraya, Eastern Elementary, kindergarten with Mrs. Williams. Have a good picture day. Riley, Goodview Elementary. Happy 51st birthday to Frankie Branch of Buena Vista Elementary School. Okay. You know, he still goes to school. I don't know. I just want to get Penny. Penny loves you. Lucas, kindergarten, Mountain View Elementary. We love you so much. Let's see. Have a great day. Ava, fourth grade, Glenver Elementary. Mommy and Daddy love you. Hearing her name on the radio will make her think she's famous. That's from Grace in Salem. See, now we've created a monster.
Now you are famous. It? You're famous now.
You know, I hear the picture day, and I'm just thinking to myself, you know what? I think it's picture day for Hendrix, and I let him pick out his outfit today. Just thinking about that. I'm like, oh, I forgot about that.
Shout out to Monica Brooks.
I love it when you get your pictures back, and he looks like Spider-Man. It's going to be fantastic. Adelie. Third grade, Radford City Schools. Thanks for not being grumpy this morning. I love you. That's from Mommy Alex. Shout out to Sophia's dad who drove her to school this morning so I could go back to bed. From Mom. Hannah, Glenver High School. Better be loving her mama this morning for getting up 30 minutes early to make her lunch. She is bougie and she needs a lunch of fresh sliced cucumber, strawberries, and sweet peppers with hummus. She don't do sandwiches.
Tell you what, you've been having straight A's for all of that.
I know.
Yeah. Or she up strawberries.
She do her own lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to give a shout out to my girl for picture day. That's Naraya Macy at Macy McClure Kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have a good picture day. Who do we have on the phone? Angel?
Yes, we have Angel.
Angel from Buchanan and not Angel. Angel from heaven, because that's what Monica said earlier. Where's Angel calling
from? Angel.
Heaven, of course. Good morning, Angel.
Good morning.
Who are we shouting out today?
Darren and Melissa.
Okay.
Yay.
Are they in the car right now?
Yeah, you guys are on speakerphone. Darren actually thought he was getting his first birthday scam on not his birthday.
Oh, okay. They really gave me this way, Mom.
I just want them all the time. Well, you know what? How about we give Darren and Melissa a Chromebook laptop from Vinton and Brambleton Computer? Actually, you know what? Never mind. I'm just kidding. I'm not
birthday
giving them
scam.
One. That's your birthday scam. You get nothing. You know what? Send them taxes. Yeah, that's right.
Paperwork.
You get a boot. That's all you get. Now you guys can go ahead and have a computer. See, it's like a reverse birthday scam. You get good stuff instead. And then this is all he will talk about for the next year.
Yeah.
So we like that. So you know what you have to do? They have to be our little mafia now. They have to go around to the school and tell everybody how awesome we are.
Yes, they have to work for us now.
Because we gave them a computer.
That they hear their name on the radio. They're like, oh, my name was on the radio this morning.
Yep. Oh, you know they got the strut. When as soon as they hear their name, that book bag feels a little bit different as they're going in. Thank you to Vinton and Brambleton Computer, by the way, for supplying us with all these different computers that we've been doing the giveaways for and everything. And thank you to everybody for chiming in. Here you go. Get your book bag. Get yourself ready.
Yeah, because they got the last one.
Yep, that's right. What's up, ladies? Just want to let you know, Darren's in the house. What's up?
Darren!
Hey!
Darren!
Hey!
Girl, you got that Chromebook.
Yeah, I got that Chromebook.
Hot seat.
Diving into the hot seat. Antoine says he's going to send us deep into our feels here in a few minutes.
Feelings.
Yeah, I need you to be honest with yourself.
How dare you? I like lying to myself.
We won't do it today.
It is interesting how much you enjoy lying to yourself. Like the times I would go to the gym and I would crank out 9 reps and then write down 10.
Yeah.
Why am I doing that?
Why?
Rounding up.
Like, why? You know what you did?
What?
Yeah, 9.
I know I did.
But
then
I
wrote 10, and then you feel good about it. Mm. It's sort of like when you tell someone if you're gambling on the weekend, oh, yeah, I only lost like $10, and you lost 50. Like, you know how much you lost? What are you lying to yourself for? So he demands the truth. We'll see if we actually give it to him. Mm-hmm. We'd like to ask each other questions in the hot seat or give each other scenarios, whatever. So I'll give you both this scenario. It's kind of a fun scenario, actually. Just a curious peek behind something that you think is cool.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you the ability to do a 10-minute pop-in anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. So you get to just, boom, be there for 10 minutes. And then, boom, you're back home. There's no travel time to this. You're just being teleported there for 10 minutes. Where would you like to go?
Now, quick question. Uh-huh. Is it just a location, or is it, do you want us to go as specific as an event? Like something's going on there?
Well, I mean, that's up to you. It's okay. It's your 10 minutes, man. So you can go ahead and do that. And on Earth, you can't go to the moon.
Okay.
So just on Earth, 10 minutes.
10 minutes. I'm going to pop into wherever Kanye is.
In that moment.
In that moment. Wherever he's at. If he's on the toilet, I guess I'm in the bathroom with Kanye.
For 10 minutes.
Yeah, for 10 minutes. Let's see what happens.
You pop in, he's taking a nap. You're just looking at him.
Just watch him sleep. How does he sleep?
So you want 10 minutes with Kanye.
10 minutes. I just
want to
know.
Just to see how he operates, see how he works. Man, I feel like you really wasted a 10-minute opportunity there.
Well, or did I? I don't know.
Because, like, I was
thinking. You want Elon Musk?
I want 10 minutes in Elon Musk house. I want 10 minutes in that house. Because I'm in there 10 minutes, and then I teleport back home, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let me see. How much can my arms carry? Let's see. If I grab it like this.
Bank vault.
Or does he have a house where it's just, like, nothing? Like, it's just
Kanye's house. Yeah. That is Kanye's house. See, originally I was thinking Mount Everest because you could pop in and be at the top of Mount Everest.
No!
But you
don't want to do that.
But you get to see the whole world and you didn't have to do any of the work to get there.
That's
you see
true.
All the skeletons of those that
tried. That too. But then when you bring up my ability to pop into Leo DiCaprio's shower for 10
minutes.
That's
what you do.
Yeah, that's what I do.
You need a vitamin shower, you best.
Hey, fancy meeting you here, Leo.
Yeah, uh-huh. Hopefully he's not showering during
even
those 10 minutes.
Even
if he is, I'm going to try out that vitamin shower.
You got 10 minutes. I don't care.
So you're a frontal Leo. I see. You like to shower in the front. Gotcha.
All right, good to see you. You face the wall. I'll face the other wall. We're showering together, man.
He better not shower with his back turned to the water.
Ugh.
If he does.
If he is, I can't look at him.
No.
I'm leaving. I'm going to ask for I'm giving up my other 9 minutes.
You suck, Leo, and then you go back home.
Antoine, 10 minutes. Where would you like to pop into?
I already said. I'm going to Elon Musk's house.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm going in there. I want to see everything in there.
I was with another man in the shower.
I got distracted. Leonardo.
I couldn't figure it out.
I think mine's a fun one as well, because I want you to put yourself in a horror movie, one that you think you would survive.
I'm already not having fun.
So you have to pick one that you would survive to the end. You would finish it.
Chucky. Easy.
Chucky?
We
gonna just kick him?
I'm punting him 50 yards down.
That's a good point.
And I'm going to go after him so I can punt him again.
Right. No one ever punts
him. You want to chase Chucky?
I'm going to chase Chucky so I can keep kicking him down the street like a can.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
That's a pretty good
one. And then I'm going to put him in a tree where he can't get down.
It's definitely not Nightmare on Elm Street because you got to stay awake. That's too hard. Halloween's a tough one, too, because he's just coming at you all the time. I think I could survive Friday the 13th.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. There's a lot of idiots that you're there with. So you got a lot of sacrificial lambs that they're all going to. I know how to run. I have decent cardio. So I'm going to already be
in good
enough shape. Yes.
And then my backup is The Ring because there aren't VHS players.
Oh, okay.
Can't
watch the tape. So that's another one where I'll survive.
I was going to think Blair Witch because I ain't going camping.
Exactly.
No,
I'm staying inside.
Says we're going to get stuck in our feels right here.
Are we going to cry?
Are we going to cry in the hot seat?
You think we're going to cry?
No, you're not going to cry.
Okay.
That's right, because Monica's emotionless, and I'm going to try to be tough.
When I say you're not going to cry, I may try to make you cry, but Monica, you physically can't cry. I don't think either one of you can.
I can.
I can?
Okay, that sounded believable.
All right, Monica, I'm not... Maybe you've cried on the radio, like, once or something.
I was pregnant.
Man, I gotta read that soldier thing every year. That makes me
do
sad.
Cry then.
Talk about Field of Dreams. That gets me all up in my feels. You make me read that book. I cried like a month ago on the radio. Made me read that book.
All right. Well, it's time for you guys to be a little introspective.
Okay.
Time to look inside. Because it's very uncanny how similar you two are in a sense that you're both raising two kids.
How dare you?
A girl and a boy.
Yep.
The girl's the older one. The boy's kind of like this, almost the same age difference between the two.
Yep. Yes.
Now, as a parent, Zach, and as a parent, Monica, what is one personality trait that you hold right now that's part of your personality that you pray to the heavens your kids do not get from you? What's that one thing about you? Before you jump in, Monica, you answer quickly. I want you to think about this.
I'm thinking.
What is it about your personality that you pray that your kids do not inherit from you as they get older?
Okay. I know what mine be. I don't want them to be impulsive. Like, I just react, and I just want things and I do things and I don't really think about things sometimes. And I worry that Hendrix is going to be the one.
You know what? Monica was laughing. I felt like there was tears almost coming. Oh! Because her giggle right there, she was emotional. That was a real moment there.
It was an emotional giggle.
So you don't want your kids to be as impulsive as mommy
right,
is.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
All right, Zach.
Well, you know, I would say that I wouldn't want either of them to be sort of the pessimistic, sarcastic little poop stain that I am.
Choose your words.
But I believe my son has already acquired all
and
that.
And why is it the boys? Yeah. The boys are the ones.
Man.
They have
I know. Is it more to,
little sponges.
To sit there yeah. and say, well, here's the things they already are, and uh-huh. I don't know. Ah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really
yes.
it. The one that I always... you root for it with your kids, and I think a lot of parents can relate to this, is there's so much, especially when you're a kid, and if you are one right now and you're listening, I would hope you would listen to me. You won't, but it would be nice if you did, mm-hmm. is there's so many things that you can have and do, and there's so many places you can go, and there's so much success you can have if you're just confident. If you just yeah. go mm-hmm. with this blind sort of like aggression, if it's in a sport, or confidence, if it's in school or whatever, kind of that I'm going to do me sort of attitude, or, you know, well, if I'm on a football field, and I say this to my son all the time because he's like one of the smallest kids on the team. I said, you can tackle the biggest kid on this team, because if you just believe that you can, yeah. you mm-hmm. will. But it's so hard to get them to actually realize that.
Yeah, I think my kids are—they're good with that. You know, cause I do push them. I'm with, like, you
with,
know, with
what the confidence. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they're good with, you know, with that. Because Ava, she will stand her ground, and I love that about her.
Yeah,
you know, and Hendrix as well. It's just that yeah, Hendrix, he just goes.
And I'll say
he just
that
does whatever.
Even though Ava's what 13
yeah,
now,
she's 13,
and Isabella's 12.
Yep,
they are still at an age where whatever that personality trait is, your impulsivity. Or your pessimism,
mm-hmm.
you have time to get that out of them and push them away from them. Just saying. There's
yeah.
time.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know
time.
About Hendrix and Lennon. I don't know about
the boys, I think you see it. You see it in them
Ava
early.
And
yeah.
Isabella.
Yeah, the girls are very
girls
responsible.
They'll listen. It's a rational
yes.
thought.
Yes, that
yeah.
is true.
Yep. Yeah. So we'll okay. see.
But good luck all. You know, yep. good luck yeah. to all the parents.
Actually, you know
kids.
What? I know the parents. Good luck to the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm rooting for you.
True.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list. Number 3.
Dr. Dre, he's been going through some stuff, right? Didn't he have a stroke? Did I make that up? Hopefully
aneurysm.
I didn't make that up.
Yeah, aneurysm a couple years ago, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and his wife divorced him. He pays her
a lot
of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, Snoop Dogg says, dude, turn your pain into magic.
Turn that frown upside
yeah,
down.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do what you do best. Take that hurt, that anger, and that pain, and make magic. Make something beautiful out of it. That's what you're known for, cuz. You could always take pain, anger, frustration, anything that was negative, and you can get something positive out of it. That's why you're the doctor.
Man, I can't wait for the Dr. Dre Olivia Rodrigo collab.
Yeah. Now, did you hear about Dr. Dre getting served the divorce papers?
Oh, yeah, at his grandmother's funeral.
At a grandmother's funeral.
Yeah, I did.
Is
yeah.
when the lawyer showed up. And he wouldn't take them. And so they just threw them on the ground and said, well, we still served them to you. Because he said it's the only place he doesn't go outside. So that's the only place they knew they could find him. So he got served divorce papers at his grandmother's funeral.
Yeah, he seems like he just kind of fell off.
Dr. Dre?
Yeah.
Fell off? Mm.
Took all the Beats money and then just kind of...
He was quiet.
Beat it.
Because
he...
No.
No, because it's like his...
The, no.
It's called Dr. Dre Beats. And then like Beat It. It's a song by Michael
mm-hmm.
yeah,
Jackson.
Go sit in the corner for 5 minutes.
I'm
all
going
right,
over
let's
here.
Talk about COVID.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number because two. Because Ed Sheeran has it.
Oh.
Yeah, so he wanted to let you know that he will not be on SNL on the 6th.
Maybe.
Well, they said it could be virtual. Which, if it's virtual, I know.
Lame. Of yeah. course, it's funny because we say and be like, so lame that it's virtual as we watch it on television. Like, it matters. Like, really, it doesn't matter. The whole
but
thing
something
is
about it, when they have virtual guests, like they do the Zoom.
Yeah.
Something about it.
That's the problem is
good.
The virtual guest is always just lousy. I mean, if the audio quality and the camera quality mm-hmm. was fine, but then they let Ed Sheeran perform on a flip phone and we go, all right, hey, congratulations. So yeah, he's got the COVID. His album is coming out or just came out.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Because I like the new song.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all.
Number 1.
And this is really sweet. Vin Diesel, he walked Paul Walker's daughter, Meadow, down
Listen
the aisle.
Here. When I tell you that room got dusty when I saw that picture, Man, that room I was in got dusty.
You got allergies?
I got to clean in here. Is these fall allergies? Why am I sniffling?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but she got married over the weekend, and he walked her down the aisle. Very sweet. See the pictures.
How long has he been gone now, Paul Walker? I feel like it's one of those ones that's going to sneak up on you, realize it's been 10 years or something crazy like that.
How long has it been?
8 years.
See?
Yeah.
Yep, 2013. Yeah.
That's a long time.
Man, I'm getting a little sad thinking about it now.
Antoine, are there allergies in here?
They're a little bit. You know, family over everything.
We can help Antoine with his dusty allergies right now. Monica is to talk about that little girl in
Leave Vicky out of this. Don't talk about Vicky.
Oh, Vicky.
Little Vicky.
Hello, Cloud. Can I be your friend? Uh-huh. Nobody likes me either,
no,
Ricky.
That's dope by Vin Diesel.
Hi, Vin. Come closer, Vin Diesel. Come over here.
You remember when Ludacris did a song with a fetus?
That one right there. And that fetus grew up to become Justin Bieber.
Let's go, Biebs.
Antoine's favorite song that me and Monica
sit believer.
Through.
I mean, he was dancing over there.
I was rocking out.
You were
guys.
Dancing. You were doing a shimmy.
He was doing, the pop, pop, pop?
He did, yeah, you did the pop.
I did the cabbage patch.
Chris Brown lock, pop, drop, all that.
Oh, you know, I got yelled at over the weekend. I got made fun of.
People
said I didn't dab properly. I didn't know how to dab.
Let's see it.
I'm nervous to see his dab now.
The dab is like into your, like almost like your.
Hold on,
he knows you're gonna do it.
So I did this. We were playing some board game, and you know, part of it involved charades or whatever, and it had the dab in it. So I went like this. Well, I went like that.
Oh no, your hand got to be straight.
What?
Like, the hand you dab into.
Yeah, it's a kind of a weak dab.
Yeah, it got to be straight.
Yeah, hey, you know, that's better.
You kind of like slide. You kind of like glide into it.
See, but they made fun of me because I put my hand out to the back, and they said I looked like a sprinkler, and that was wrong. Do you not put your hand out like that?
Yeah, right? Okay, let me watch Antoine do it.
I'm not doing it anymore. Let's go on. We're
about to play
Big
Fat. Real quick, Dan.
No, nope. I'm not going to be.
Look, I can't floss. Right. I understand that, but I did. Right.
Yeah, I mean your arm is out, but it's not all the way out.
Yeah. It's your wrist.
You're like, yeah,
I don't like your wrist.
Yeah, your wrist is too soft.
Yeah,
it gotta be
a firmer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's better.
You know,
look at us.
I can see how that happened, though.
You kids today.
No. You're in school learning.
I'm like, we got the dab. What are you talking about? Well, all right, fine. Well, we got the point. So
all right.
Make fun of me and then started sending me all memes looking at sprinklers going.
That's funny, though.
Yeah, No, it isn't.
Don't be slow. Speak counts. Time to train your brain with the K92 Morning Things. Think fast.
Fine, you know what? This is a stressful game. I hope both of you have a mild heart attack.
I'm going to. Just a little one.
Just mild. You know, a flutter. One of those flutters. Uh-huh.
A palpitation,
yep. Yes. Think fast. It's a game where Antoine and Monica have to shout out answers.
Mm-hmm.
You just blurt things out.
We blurt.
You do.
I dab while I was doing it. Yes,
you,
yes.
You can't rap for squat.
I know.
Clear. Thank you very much. All right, so I'm just going to give you a category and a letter, and then you got to shout out the first thing that comes to mind. The first answer that makes sense will get a point. It is best of five.
Are we ready to play?
Ready.
Mm-hmm.
Think fast. Secret sound clue coming up here in a minute. Tell me a Halloween costume.
Okay.
That starts with the letter N.
A nurse.
Nobody.
Nurse.
Good job.
Correct.
Yep.
Oh, correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nobody would have been accepted.
Thank you.
Lousy, but accepted.
Hey, I'm just trying to be accepted.
But that is a point for Monica.
Good job, Monica.
One.
Not only was it quick, but that was a good answer, too.
Boobash is this Friday. Awful Arthur's downtown Roanoke, by the way. We may see some narcissuses around there. A nurse probably would not win the costume contest.
It definitely won't.
And, well, now, for
nurse
example,
Ratchet.
If you did, you know, like a Nurse Ratchet, or there was a very well-known album cover from Blink 182 back in the day.
Yeah.
If you reenact that, I mean, that's some creativity right there. Mm. It's definitely different. Okay, round two. No, not that.
You think about that album cover?
There's a lot going on.
Okay.
Let me get the lightning bolt music back up. No, this is the Think Fast music. Let me get that back up instead.
Yes. See what happens when you dab?
I know.
Get all thrown
See
off.
See what happens when I try to be clever, try to make it funny? Nah. All right, there we go. Point for Monica. Round two. What's something women find attractive?
That starts with the letter
P. Pink. Oh, what?
Can I say that?
You said it. So,
personality.
That's a technical term.
It is.
Little kids said it in kindergarten. Cops.
Exactly.
So I feel like it's
true. Exactly.
That's true. I can't think of any other it's pencils. Pencil pouch.
I'm gonna go ahead and accept personality.
Thank
and
you.
That's the first thing that is Zach's fault.
Look,
it is my fault.
I am a man of science.
I knew as I was about to say it, I'm like, this is my fault. I've ruined this. Why did I pick that letter? I set up everybody for that one, and I don't even have a dump button to dump out of it. So anyway, that is a point for you, Antoine. Round three. All right, I got no more P's in here.
Thank you.
Okay, good. No F's either. Or S's. Good.
Pumpkin. Pumpkin.
Tell me a cheesy pickup line. That starts with the letter W.
Where you going, girl?
That's good. I like that one.
Right. Yeah. Nothing. I froze.
Yeah, you did freeze. Well, you know.
Yeah. I deserved exactly. to break.
2-1. Okay. We continue now. Monica, you could seal the victory and think fast. Secret sound clue on the way. Antoine says there's a blow your mind story about Tom Brady.
I do.
I want to hear about that. And I have a story about Pablo Escobar's hippos. Name a Halloween candy. That starts with a letter. D.
Dunkaroos.
Dumbdales.
Dolly
Partons.
I see it in my head. The pull your teeth out sugar daddy pops. Dum-dums.
Oh, there it is.
When I said dumbbells, that's what I was thinking of. I could not get there.
Took you a while.
Yeah, it did.
Man, y'all are like diapers.
What are some other D candies?
Dots.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Dots is a terrible one.
Dots and...
I mean, you got Milk Duds, but that's the Duds. So that's not that D. Is there any other D?
I know.
And I don't accept Dunkaroos because no one's ever put a Dunkaroo
Dove chocolate.
Oh, by the way, Monica, you won.
Oh,
congratulations.
Yay. Woo.
Look at that. Yeah, a Dilly Bar was another one you threw in there.
Yeah.
Does anyone order the Dilly Bar anymore?
I've never heard of it till just now.
You know
the Ding Dongs, would that have counted? That's not candy, though.
You get that as your free treat with a meal at Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen, back in the day when they first started, Dairy Queen, their most popular things were the Mr. Misty and the Dilly Bar. And the Dilly Bar was just this ice cream and kind of in a swirly. I'll be honest, it looks like the poop emoji.
Yeah,
just kind of that same shape.
You still have the Dilly?
I still love the Dilly Bar back in the day. But it's one of those ones where they almost don't even put on the menu anymore. You just have to know, hey, give me a Dilly Bar. That sort of thing.
I'm looking through a list. No, I've never heard of that.
They had the Buster Bar also. They had the nuts.
Nope.
Middle. We're going to do that one also. Old school Dairy Queen talk is now over.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Antoine knows the way to my heart. Stories about Tom Brady.
I do.
The GOAT.
Over the weekend, and Monica, I'm sure you know all about this, but over the weekend, Tom Brady threw a touchdown, and it was touchdown number 600.
Yeah, I saw this. 600. I know where you're going with this, too.
The first player in NFL history to score 600 touchdowns, to throw for 600 touchdowns.
Right. Okay.
So just know, that's a big deal. No one else has ever done it. You can just go ahead and look at it that way.
NFL history. And so he threw it to a wide receiver. The wide receiver caught it, scored a touchdown, and the wide receiver took the football and gave it to a fan. As opposed to Tom Brady. So now the fan has this ball, the 600th touchdown. So a team personnel person went over to the fan and asked the fan, what would it take to get that football back? Because Tom Brady needs that ball.
And I saw the video of him asking, but I don't know what he actually negotiated.
All right,
I was wondering about that.
So, Monica, if you would have gotten this ball, what would you have asked for before
millions.
I tell you what he got?
Millions. You probably would.
I mean, because... Yeah,
million. So you'd ask for a million, okay.
Wow. Mean.
All right, Zach, what would you ask for?
I would ask for, I want to meet Tom Brady, shake his hand, and have a picture of us with the ball, and then give me like a signed jersey or a helmet or something. I'm good.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, that's all I need.
So what this guy got, he asked for a signed jersey of some sort. He didn't specify who the jersey was, and $1,000 to the team store.
Oh. That's it?
And that's all he got.
Is that did they give it to him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They walked over in the middle of the game. And he goes, they said, if we offer you this, are you good? And he was like, yeah. Like, for me, no. The conversation started at $10,000.
Really?
It started at $10,000.
You made me feel bad. I'll drop it down to $50.
No, the conversation starts at $10,000. First, I'm getting the ball and I'm leaving the stadium.
I don't think they're going to let you leave.
Yeah.
He's going to block you.
No, you can go.
I ain't going to let you leave.
And the conversation started at
$10,000. Y'all rude. I mean, you walked in. You didn't assume you would be handed this souvenir that you didn't earn and nothing belongs
exactly.
to you. So you know what? This windfall falls into your lap. You should accept the good nature of the universe and just get a little something.
You like a picture of Tom Brady. Tom Brady, you're like, who?
I want tickets to the 2022 Tampa Bay season.
Okay.
I want cash.
Good Lord.
And I want dinner with Tom Brady.
No, you don't, because he doesn't eat anything.
I don't want to eat anything.
Antoine also wants a night with Giselle.
Giselle Bundchen. Mm-hmm.
Tony Romo made that joke, and the people listening were not happy.
No.
He made a joke about that?
He made a joke. He goes, if I'm that fan, I'm asking for a night with Giselle.
Oh, that's funny.
Not funny. Not funny at all, culture. Sorry, can't do that one anymore.
Oh,
too bad.
Man.
So did you spend the weekend restless nights worrying about Pablo Escobar's hippopotamuses?
I was not.
No, what's going on?
Well, they've been recognized as legal persons in the United States now. That's right. These hippos are now people.
How?
I don't
know. Is it because they brought cocaine over?
So we owe them?
That's what I'm wondering.
Yo, these hippos hooked us up, so we got to make them people now. So the story goes, Pablo Escobar was the Colombian drug lord from back in the day. If you ever watch a show, Narcos, it's based on that. There's a million other sort of documentaries and movies and whatever that have come out. And he had two hippos because he would just have random things. So he had hippos flown in from Africa or whatever because he wanted them on his land in Colombia. And when everything went down, the hippos ran into the woods and whatever. And there's no natural predators and they don't really belong there. So those hippos, all the hippos in Colombia are traced to those two hippos right there. And they had like 100 of them, and they managed to they want to get rid of all of them because they're a nuisance. So the United States has declared them as legal persons.
Okay.
So they can help them file lawsuits on their behalf. I'm like, we're fighting all these hippos. Why do we care?
We're fighting for hippos.
We don't have time to deal with that.
I know.
Why? Why are we
This
bothered?
Is one of those ones where I think, look, I'm a supporter of being good to the environment and, you know, trying to leave things the way you left them and being nice to the world and stuff. But there's certain times I think, with these 100 hippos, do we need them? Like, what are they bringing to the table here?
What is it? Pink milk.
Pink milk, yeah.
That's it.
Because bees do the honey and the pollinating and all.
Hippos have a purpose.
What is it?
Let me Google.
Yeah, exactly.
What do they taste like, I wonder? Probably really
oily, chewy. I feel like probably not chewy. Good.
You think so? I'm guessing oily.
They have a hint of fish and a meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, fishy meat.
A fishy meat.
I don't want that.
Meat that's gone bad.
Yeah.
Yum. So anyway, these hippos have been made people.
It's the K92 Morning Thanks. Yeah. Most viral.
$5,000 on the way to Secret Sound. Ted Lasso hosted Saturday Night Live on Saturday. Because, you know, that's the day it's on, in case you're wondering. It's funny it's Jason Sudeikis, who was on Saturday Night Live for many years, but it makes more sense for me to say Ted Lasso hosted on Saturday. He got a little in his feels.
Oh, did he?
I'm worried because I love that show.
Yes.
And I love him, but I don't want him to get too in his feels all the time, and I'm afraid he's getting too in his feels all the time. Sort of like how Ryan Reynolds is getting too hilarious all the time, and it's starting to get annoying. I don't want Ted to get too Ted. But he was just talking about Saturday Night Live and how it has changed his life.
This place changed my life twice. Twice. Once as a cast member, as a writer here. But most importantly, as a kid watching from home.
You hear it.
And there's a good chance that if you're watching tonight, there's probably something from this place probably changed your life too, right? And I'll tell you this. If this is your first time watching this show, this one probably won't change your life. You know?
Spins it around, but he's got his feels in there. So, I don't know. I didn't see any of the skits or anything like that. Do you see the old guy who loves Dua Lipa?
No.
He's hilarious. So, 80-year-old guy, huge Dua Lipa fan.
That's okay.
80 years old, loves Dua Lipa. So, his grandkids surprise him and get him tickets to a Dua Lipa concert. And he is so excited.
My grandpa loves Dua Lipa. So, we got him tickets for his 80th birthday.
Initial ticket, Richard Allen Walder.
And Elena Walder.
Dua Lipa concert? Are you me? Are you me? Really? Is this a real thing?
Yes.
Holy
Oh.
Is there a concert that would cause that reaction out of you?
Oh, I thought you meant, was it a prank?
That would be so mean.
Sorry, Grandpa, actually, the concert was yesterday.
April Fools.
I don't know.
That would get me that emotional?
Yeah. Like, and it's a concert. It's not like a private,
I mean,
intimate setting. Like
if only Will
concert.
Smith had a concert.
Yeah, like, I knew you'd be a jerk.
That's what the emotion would questions. Happen.
You know, it makes me lame and old. With it. But if Huey Lewis was actually, he's got this condition going on where he can't hear in his ear, so he can't perform. If he had that cured and could go back out in concert, I would be very, very excited.
I think front row at a Jay-Z concert, maybe. Yeah. I think front row. It has to be front row. It can't be general admission seats for nothing.
Monica would like tickets to her own karaoke performance. <You're> like,
to see me? Really? The Monica Brooks? Ooh. Oh, thank you.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.